What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Morning, it's Steve McAlpine. Nice to have you in.
It's great to be here. Very, very casual today. It feels great.
We're sitting in the visual studio.
Comfy chairs.
Now it feels like I haven't seen you for years and years, but it's been a little while since we've spoken to you. Tell us, what are you up to? What's happening?
A bit of everything, which seems to be my life. So I'm interim lead pastor at North Coast Church up in Balcatta, still doing work for City Bible Forum in their group called Third Space. So really apologetics, evangelism, saying how do we reach people with the good news of Jesus, and a little bit of writing work as well. And so I was sort of juggling a few things. And then I looked at a photo I think came up of us a few years ago, and you look incredibly young and I still look old with a beard.
do you know why, Steve? That's because I shaved.
Oh, right.
I was about to say, actually, you just recently shaved.
You didn't shave either.
Dropped about 5 years. So mine's happening at the end of the year. So it's all going, the hair, the whole lot. So just to see what happens.
Now, when you just joined us a little while ago, we were chatting off air, and you mentioned to us that you were here at 98.5 on day one. Are you kidding?
Crazy. No, I remember it well.
Tell us about day one when 98.5 first went to air.
Well, everything they had massive parades through Sydney. I know that could have been for Australia Day, the bicentennial, the same day. Yeah, it was weird because I started there and then suddenly that first button goes on and the red light in the old studios in Boag Road. It's like, how long will this last? You know, these sorts of things. And I was backroom news until a few weeks later and they got me on air. And I remember the first time that button came on, this invisible hand gripped my throat and squeezed my voice box. So I sounded like Kermit the Frog reading the news from Sesame Street.
And that was your first job, I believe.
That was my first job in anything from university to that. And I remember meeting Keith back in the day who interviewed me and a whole bunch of people. And there's people who work Eastern States who were way back in the day who now work in Hope and places like that that were there then. And I still keep in touch with some of those guys.
Unreal.
Yeah.
It's so good, incredible. Here we have Steve McAlpine in the studio today and you were on air for day one. Here we are 33-odd years later. Yeah.
Now, what do you attribute that to? I mean, 33 years is a long time for anything to happen, but for a radio station that solely relies on our community supporting us, what does that look like from your perspective?
I think a couple of things. I remember the Channel 7 Today Tonight, well, it wasn't Today Tonight, Steve Taylor, a guy saying, I wonder how long this will last, because the radio station was a news item on West Australian News.
Oh, wow.
And here we are, and that show didn't last, but enough of that. Two couple of things. I think very clear, I think, what you're about, and also you've come into a space, I think, now where people are looking. They thought they had meaning wrapped up. They thought they had community wrapped up. And suddenly, somehow, things have slipped a bit and people are going, where is there hope? Where is there something that's solid? And where is there, some direction and clarity about things set in a way that's accessible? Mm. And I think that's been a critical issue for Sunshine over the last, especially the last 10 years. Yes. You see this fracturing in the community, and there's something good and true and right about some of the things that you do that just sort of resonate with people.
A little bit wholesome even.
Yeah, wholesome. Yeah. It feels like that was out of fashion for a while, but people under the surface actually want that.
That's right. Yeah. And for me, especially over the last couple of years, we've seen, the listening audience actually grow percentage-wise and stay grown since everything happened, nearly 2 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing because people are going, well, I need something beyond my own circumstances. Maybe 98.5 has something to offer.
Indeed. 33 years ago it all started. Is it more important now than ever before, do you think, Steve? Like, as you cast your mind back to day one, and I could just imagine what the excitement and the anticipation was 33 years ago, how important is it now?
Well, I think in a couple of areas, we're a lonelier society with a lack of community. And for people, people thought, will radio last? But it has, interestingly, because the immediacy of radio gets into people's community. And if they don't have a sense of a community, it becomes their community in many respects. And I think it's a good link point for people. And then they become familiar with people that, they don't really know them, but they feel like those people, I can hear them and there's some sense of trust.
Yes.
A third of Australians live alone. Think about that. Yeah. So, there's an online presence that's very unhealthy and there's an online presence that's healthy, and it's finding that you know, that healthy one, I think.
That's it.
Amazing. Exactly. We'll talk about Hope a lot. Hope all day, every day, obviously being a radio station. What are your thoughts on Hope?
Yeah, in Hope's interesting, isn't it, that we all have hopes and ideas and dreams, and the word hope is big at the moment, especially in the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
But I like to think of hope comes as a package. It's in an Advent. Advent's good for it, because if you think about Advent and the old Christian calendar, if you have the weeks leading up to Christmas, which are, you know, Jesus is coming, and there's hope, joy, peace, love, Jesus, the 5 weeks. And I think hope's good in a package, because those things, love, joy, peace, Jesus, hold hope together, and they give it meaning, because we can have hope in abstract things, or we can have hope in things that aren't good, or things that will let us down. And I think in our context today, people are looking for hope. They just don't know where to land it, and they think this next thing will deliver it.
That's right.
And then what happens?
It fails,
and then it's the next thing, and the next thing. And my issue about hope, I think it's good, is that an Advent's great for showing it, and we do this at church, is you go each week through it, say, how's that held together as a package? It's almost a bunch of Christmas presents together, hope, and hope's one of them. And biblical idea of hope is a massive issue, that there's something beyond this, and we don't think of hope in the Bible as abstract. We call it sure and certain because of the resurrection of Jesus. And I think the Christmas and Easter times are really good times for Christians to lean into what hope means as a package.
Yeah. Which we're getting close to all of a sudden.
Exactly. Yeah. It's upon us, yeah. It's interesting because you mentioned, you know, the last period of COVID, and it's been a time that hope has... People that have had hope in other things have realised that it's maybe not as solid as they thought, be it their career or even their own relationships, families, their wealth and their property, portfolios, all those sorts of things. All of a sudden, when you're in a situation, and I'm speaking to friends in the eastern states who are, you know, in apartments locked down for periods of time, who have very little connection with the outside world, and their hope that they had is actually disappearing. So they're looking, well, what's real hope all about? And we are in a position here at 98.5 to be able to broadcast just a portion of that hope. You know, that hope is, of course, in Jesus, but we just want to point people towards him and say, look, there is something more. There is a hope beyond your idea of hope or your experiences of hope, you know, because let's be honest, we all fail. And, you know, even as people in relationships, we fail from time to time. Jesus doesn't fail. It's so good.
That's right. Yes. And our special guest in the studio is Steve McAlpine, who was on air on 98.5
day one.
Amazing. It would have been so nervous as you're the first time on air pressing that button. The light came on, and there we go, 33 years ago. Okay. Steve, we're nearly out of time. Really appreciate you coming in. What would you say to people listening today that are thinking about donating and supporting 98.5? How important is it?
Well, it's never been as important as now, I think, especially with that hope issue, that it feels like things are darker, there's more struggle. And Sunshine F 98.5 has always been about a beacon of hope in the setting. That was way back in the day as well. And things seemed a little brighter and breezier, and now they seem a little tighter and harder. And I think that makes it very important that light shines in the darkness a little bit more brightly when things get darker.
That's right. Yeah.
And I think that would be a great reason to keep supporting.
Now, coming up, I know you've got something happening as far as shining light in your community of the church there. Do you want to just tell us quickly about that?
Yeah, so at North Coast Church, northcoastchurch.org.au, we'll have our carols on the 19th of December. And as I said, that package of hope, you know, joy, love, peace, Jesus. And we're really packaging it as these things come as a package. They come together and they're met in Jesus. As we say, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Everyone will sing that, but they don't necessarily think about that. But that's met in Jesus, and that's what we want to promote at North Coast Church.
So good.
Love it, Steve. Once again, really appreciate you coming in and sharing your thoughts with us today for Radiothon.
Great to be with you guys.
Lockie, we'll do a little tally update there. Let people know where we're up to.
35,515 is where we are sitting currently. Now, 17.5%, that's pretty good.
We'd like to
keep that moving. So if you can help us out, do so by jumping onto the phone lines. We'd love to have a chat to you as well.
Indeed.
Or Steve will have a chat to you if you want to have a chat. 93130985.
Or head online safe and secure at 98five.com.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98five.com.